is happening to the world?
What's happening?
What the hell is happening?
What's happening out there?
What is this? What's happening?
Do you ever look at someone and wonder what is going on inside their head?
Melissa,
Matt?
Are you there?
Matt?
Melissa, I'm still back.
Oh my God, 2 weeks in a row?
Oh my God, it's like back in black. Oh, you know I always wear black.
We're finally back to like, it negates the two when you weren't here. So now we're like back to normal.
I love normal. I mean, of course, not
real. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, not real normal, our normal.
Our normal, yes. That's really good. That's a great way to say it.
Our normal, yes. So here we are. Welcome back to all of our great listeners.
And listen, people, I'm going to put a little bit of pressure on you. I kind of mentioned this before, and I'm going to throw it in there every so often. I don't like seeing these numbers going down, monitoring it. I'm watching. I tell my kids this all the time. I'm watching. I want to see these numbers going up. So share this. Share the happiness. Share the laughter.
I mean, especially if you're laughing about it. I mean, wouldn't you want to say, hey, I know this girl. I know this guy. I don't know them. I know both of them. I mean, and they're telling these stories and talking about things that are absolutely hilarious. And why not listen? I mean, it's a podcast.
And it's short. We keep it short.
Right. Everybody is telling me they love it. Because it's their drive.
Yes, that's what we were going for. So that's really great to hear for feedback.
I mean, it's not like a TV show where you got to be, you know, watching it and paying attention with your eyes.
Right.
You know, it's a drive. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, I love music. Melissa loves music. But sometimes you need a little change and to have a little laugh. And we hope that our previous podcasts have made you laugh. And I'm hoping this one makes you laugh, too. It's definitely interesting, I would say. Something wonderful came out of it. But there were so many odd little sidebars about it.
So strange. So strange.
Should we tell them what we're going to talk about today?
Well, I'll preface it by this. If you were someone who tuned into our 8th show, I discussed the importance of this in my life and what happened. My life totally changed directions because of a television show. And with that television show came conversation, merchandise, concert tours, albums, like a whole bunch of stuff. And of course, Matt and I being music people, when this tour came around, we attended. And what we are speaking of is American Idol. Now, I have to say this, and I don't know why it happened, but I was on YouTube and I all of a sudden will never forget three contestants in particular. Four of the goof, like people that they have on early on. General Larry Platt, who had pants on the ground.
Hands on the ground.
William Hung, who banged
shebang,
a lot.
Shebang, shebang.
Yep. And Mary Roach, who went crazy. Mary Roach had severe, I think she had multiple personalities. I don't know. I was afraid of her by the end of Mary Roach's performance. Her dancing scared me. And I think Ronaldo might be my favorite with Brothers Forever because Ronaldo had a good voice. Ronaldo could sing and the whole thing. So if you need a laugh or when you're done listening to this, YouTube General Larry Platt, American Idol, Ronaldo, American Idol. If you want to be scared, Mary Roach. And then we all remember William Hung. Every time I say his name, I think of that blue Hawaiian shirt. I can't get it out of my head.
I forgot about
that. Oh my God. That's all I see every time I hear his name.
Now, the thing about William Hung is that out of the four, he became kind of popular, quote unquote. You know, he was on talk shows.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, how do you become famous for being untalented?
Well, my favorite thing that American Idol did, all of those contestants, sans Mary Roach, because she was probably in jail, they all were invited back for the finale of American Idol and they would like do this big production. Like General Larry Platt had a marching band behind him and William Hung had like these dancers and all kinds of stuff. So it was funny that they brought them back and they were talked about and they were played. They, like you said, William Hung was, man, that was a, can you imagine if memes were big back then, all the memes that would be out with William Hung? Someone's probably created some, but if it was topical, man, that would have been.
I just, you know, when I think about it, I get kind of depressed because I am older than the age limit for American Idol, because I think I could sing. And of course, you know, every song I sing, I would put your name in it. So, and I think that would get me a golden ticket and just soar right through. No?
I don't think the Melissa is what would get you to soar.
I think that would be it. Because I would create like a fad. You know, people like new things and are like, oh, what's the next song with Melissa in it? Yeah. Anyway, we're going off topic. We do this. We're tangent people. Melissa and I are tangent people. Which is good because the show is called What Is Happening?
Yeah.
So tangents are a big part of that.
Oh my God. Speaking of tangents, I have to say this really quick because I just looked it up.
Okay.
William Hung got married in 2014.
To what?
He was 31 years old, a licensed vocational nurse. And at the time, he was in the third season of Idol. He had a record contract. He released multiple albums, performed in front of crowds of over 25,000 people. And he kind of, like, once he got married, kind of went off the beaten path a little bit. And he, at the time of his wedding, was working as an administrative assistant for the LA County Department of Public Health. There's a little William Hung update for you.
So when he got married and it was time to say their vows, do you think all he said was, she bangs, she bangs?
Oh, that poor woman. Dear God.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to talk about American Idol and Melissa and I, our experience with the show as a whole. And like Melissa said, it wasn't just watching the show. There were other things that occurred. So on my end, I used to watch season 1, 2, and 3 if it was on. I was not a strong follower. Now, Melissa watched it a little more than I did.
Not in the beginning, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, well, I never watched season 1.
Season 3, you watched because there was that red-haired guy who you absolutely detested. And we're going to get to him in a minute. I can't even think of his name. It was season 4 that we both got into it.
Yes.
So.
But I swore the show off. I was never going to watch an episode again. They had a Billy Joel episode in season 2. I said, well, of course I have to watch it. It was horrific. I'm like, this is a mockery. I will never watch the show again. Then, as we discussed in episode 2 of the show, I moved to Canton. That's really all there was. So I was kind of stuck. That's all anybody talked about. I'm like, all right, I guess I got to watch the show again. And that's, I got tied back in at that point.
Yeah. So let's try to do this in order. Keep that guy from season 3 in mind because he's going to reappear shortly again. Okay. So we watched season 4. Now, Carrie Underwood has become a very famous singer. I completely respect her currently with everything she's done, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, Melissa and I were more Bo Bice people because we found Carrie to be your typical cookie-cutter female country singer. We liked Bo Bice, but there was somebody else that Melissa liked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I like Nadia Turner. She came in 4th.
Oh, she was great. Yes.
Yes. loved. She was like a Tina Turner-ish.
Yes, she was.
She was fourth. Number three was, season four I remember the most because it was just, it ended up being hilarious. Season three was that woman that was a mailman or a mail girl. Remember she delivered the mail?
Yes.
Vanessa or Veronica or something.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. And then the girl that came in 10th, actually, once she left American Idol, she went into pornography.
Oh, yeah, there was that one too. Well, yeah. And we got to think about, not that this is a bad thing, but Jennifer Hudson. I mean, she didn't win. Chris Daughtry. I mean, there's some people that really did make an impact.
Oh, yeah, from other seasons, sure.
Yeah, the show really did make its mark in pop culture and in music. It really did. Definitely did.
I mean, I know it's still currently on. For some reason, I'm not into it.
I'm not either.
I liked the, as much as people hated them, I liked the Randy Paula
song. I did too. I agree. 100%.
It started to get weird when they threw in these other people. Some of these people, I didn't even know who they were.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so season four. Who else did season four have, Melissa?
You really want to go there, don't you?
Yeah, we're gonna do. Well, I know you had a big segment when you did your solo.
Oh, we're gonna go there. Well, yeah. Oh my God, oh, Constantine Maroulis was in season four. That man sang to me every Tuesday night with those eyes.
I'll since Melissa did it a few weeks ago, I will do it this time. Melissa got, wow. I mean, I was on the phone with her that night. The phone rang when he was voted off. I mean, it was like, what?
Oh my God.
You've got to be kidding me. And I think it was some blonde haired kid. I think he was next, but I mean, he was good, but not that good. So
no, Melissa was
pretty angry. And
I was angry.
Well, you decided that morning because you heard a conversation on a radio station that you listened to here in Syracuse, Sunny 102. You're like, screw it. I'm going to call and I'm going to voice my opinion on this. And what did that lead to, Melissa?
It led to a stint in radio and a lot of guest appearances. And now currently it's still affecting my life. I have my own radio show because of it. Started everything. Constantine's voting off started it. I did tell him that multiple times.
You did tell them that. And you know what? It is true. You know, when she was done with her stint at Sunny 102, she went to another local station that was just opening here in
that was really cool.
The Dinosaur.
Yeah.
And they played a lot of great songs. They played songs that you did not hear on other stations that were hits back in the late 60s, early 70s, late 70s. It really was a good station. And then when Melissa was done with that, she developed her own radio show, which has been on 7 years.
Yeah, seven.
7 years, and will be on, hopefully, forever, if I had my way, but I usually don't get my way. But we'll see. And it is really great fun. And if you guys, Sunday mornings, 10 to 11, help me, VOA, no.
No, WSIV 106.3.
WSIV 106.3.
There you go.
I got to get it started for me. It was WVOA for so damn long.
Oh my God, for so long, yes.
So long. In that trailer, I can't.
That should be an episode. I'm going to put that in our notes right now. I'm opening it up.
You know what? That's a good... That would be a great 25-minute segment. Anyway,
the trailer. I'm calling it the trailer.
That is probably the most important thing that happened because American Idol. That my Melissa here has her own show, and You know, the only problem is I don't have any business cards, which I've been begging for years. So I better get these business cards. I just, you know, hint, hint.
I have them. I just got to give them to you.
So we watched the show. Season 4, I voted. I used to vote.
Yep.
I used my phone. I didn't have internet access at that point yet. I dialed and dialed and dialed. I'm like, what am I doing? But, you know, you get obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
So then the tour happened. And we saw the tour for season 4. The season that we love the most.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that at our Syracuse War Memorial. And it was interesting. It was Melissa and I and two of my relatives. We'll just put it like that. And male and female. They were older. They were older relatives. And the male was adamant, saying constantly, they better not hold up signs. And I said, you watch the show, right? When you go to a show like this that is based off a TV show, which I have been to others in the past, not to show my age, so I'm not going to. They're going to do what they do on the show.
The show, right.
Okay, so we get our seats.
How many times did he say it, too? Like, it was constant.
How many times did he say it? Honest to God. Shut
it. It was, like, repetitive all the time. Every time he could sneak it in.
They weren't have signs. Do you think they'll have signs? What if they have signs? You know, I should probably get security. I'm like, we're not even in the building.
You will do no such thing. You are not making a scene.
Please don't embarrass me. I try so hard to not be embarrassed. I'm one of those not want to be embarrassed guys. Yeah. So.
If we wanted to, we could do it enough on our own.
No kidding. So we get in. We're on the floor for this particular concert because Melissa and I actually went through this torture twice for another season. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, now the show is beginning. Lights go down. The first performer, they had all 10 people.
Yep.
So the first performer, the stripper girl.
Yep.
Before she became a stripper. Can't think of her name. She wasn't a stripper. She was a pornography person.
Yeah, she actually got into, yeah.
I mean, she made films.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually rented one just because she was famous on American Idol. It was actually a terrible film, by the way. But we're not going to review the adult movies on this podcast. She comes out and up come the signs. And we get GD it. See, I'm not even saying it. I'm going to just initial it. GD it. I can't see with these signs. I'm going to go get security. So, you know, this man in his, I don't know how old he was at this time. To me, he was always 100. He goes hobbling over to security. And security says to him,
he goes up like,
sir, this is part of the show. He goes, I can't discipline anybody for this is part of the show. If somebody starts throwing a chair or being belligerent, then that's my job to stop it. Because if you watch the show, nobody throws a chair during the broadcast of the show. So, you know, he comes, sits back down, huffing and puffing. I knew it. They were going to have signs. Did you know it? And I'm like, I did. Melissa, did you know it? was like, well, yeah, I watched the show.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. The show itself, minus that situation, was a really great show. It really was. They were all great. Of course, as the numbers went down, you know, the louder and the rowdier and the signs, I mean, not out of control.
No, not at all.
But, you know, it was a buildup to the person that won, which at that point was Carrie Underwood. Right. Well, you went through these great people. There was that, who was that kid? His grandfather or somebody played baseball. He was related to a baseball player.
Yep. Remember? Hold on. I'm going to look this up. Because I don't like that I'm blanking on these names, because we really were like so invested in all of them. All right, let me see here.
Oh, we were, which was awesome.
It was. All right, so we had Carrie Underwood, Bo Bice, Vonzell Solomon. She did Aretha Franklin really well. Anthony Fedoro. Remember, he was from the Ukraine.
He was the blonde kid.
Yeah, he was the blonde kid.
It was him and Constantine, and they picked him.
That's right. They picked him. Oh, and then this guy. I couldn't stand this guy. Oh, he, and the fact that he was still on after, remember Scott Savo? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't stand him.
Oh, remember I used to get phone calls from the relative that I was talking about?
Didn't he leave a voicemail that used to play for me all the voicemail time?
Because you know what? Sometimes I was so intense in that show, and even during the commercials, I wouldn't go to the bathroom if I had to pee.
Right.
So sometimes when the show ended, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go. So now I get this voicemail, and it was something to the effect of, why is his ass still on the show?
Yep.
Because I played it for you.
Yes.
I called you before I called him back.
Right. That was one of the most classic voicemail messages I think ever. And I was like, okay, I'm justified in being as upset as I am. Stupid idiot. Yeah, so Scott Savo, then Mike Constantine, and then, oh my God, okay, I'm not going to go on that tangent. Anwar Robinson, he did the Four Tops really well. He was a Motown guy from Jersey.
Oh, I remember.
Nadia Turner, we loved her. My fave.
Yeah.
Nico Smith, he was from St. Louis. He was the baseball guy. Jessica Sierra, Mikayla Gordon, and then Lindsay Cardinelli. I don't remember her. She got voted off.
Well, who was number 10?
That Lindsay girl.
Yeah, that was, and then, you know, she decided to pick another job, you know.
Yes.
Another career path.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good way to say it.
So, you know, it was almost depressing now that.
Scott Savo sang Against All Odds.
I remember that. So, but now, wait a minute. You know, now we got to move on because season 5 was pretty good.
Yeah, season 5 wasn't bad either. There were some characters in season 5. There were
characters, yes.
There were some characters. We had Catherine McPhee.
We didn't see that concert. I don't think they came here. For
no, fun. But I did see them in Buffalo.
Now, oh boy.
Stupid, get your shoes on, horse with no name, Catherine McPhee. Get off the floor and put your shoes on.
I totally loved her.
I loved Elliot Yamin, but my all-time favorite.
He was a great kid.
My other boyfriend. I mean, God, I got Constantine and then back to back with Chris Daughtry. Dear God, help me. Kelly Pickler, Ace Young, who we met. Bucky Covington.
Chris Young, we did meet at the fair.
We did.
And
that was Balloon Fest.
Oh, was that Balloon Fest?
Yep.
What did we, did you go to the, you went, were you at the fair with me? Who were the people we met at the fair?
Oh,
not at the grandstand.
No.
They were down off of gate 4.
I don't remember, but yes.
Gotta get so fuzzy. In Kevin the middle Durant. Of all this, I need to interject.
Lisa Tucker.
I have cell phone problems, Mandy's like we all do. And so I go to my main cell phone people, the main building, because there's little outlet ones. But I went to the main one, which is in DeWitt, right east of Syracuse. And I'm like, what is going on here? It's very crowded. Usually you go in a parking lot and there's like three cars. I'm like, parking lot is full. What is happening? Definitely a what is happening moment. That person I mentioned earlier with the red hair from season 3, which I didn't watch. I don't know his name. I'm sure Melissa does.
I'm looking it up. I thought we were going with my boyfriend, George Huff, too.
He was there. Well, wait a minute. Did I meet George Huff? What did we do?
Yeah, remember you got his Christmas EP.
Oh, that afterward. No, yeah, this is the one you didn't like.
Season 3?
Well, then at 3, the guy with the red hair, he was at the AT&T store and I called you.
Put him on the phone, didn't you?
Get down here. You're like, I'm not coming there to see him.
I'm looking it up. Here's what I typed in for my search. American Idol season 3, red hair. We'll see if it comes up.
Wow.
We'll see if I get it.
You might get something bad.
I very much could. John Stevens. John, it's the first thing that popped up.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're a good Googler.
Oh, God, there's that face.
Oh, that's a shade of this guy. Of course, you know, all of you that know me, you know what I did.
Oh my God, he had an album out called Red. And then, of course, he released a Christmas album.
I got her an autograph.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wanted to make sure.
To Melissa, sorry I missed you. Yeah, I'm sorry too. So sorry.
All right, so anyway, season 5 was good, but I believe it was season 6. Was that the one with Cook?
Taylor David Cook.
Was 5.
David Cook.
David Cook was 6. We went to that concert. Now, where was the one with Sanjaya Malakar?
That was at the grandstand at the fair.
What season?
He was season 6. I just had this pulled up. Let me see. Let me make sure.
We went back to the War Memorial also with that relative and the other relative.
Melinda Doolittle, Lakeisha Jones. Yeah, here he is. Because he was Phil Stacey, who was very much like Chris Daughtry, Chris Richardson, Lakeisha Jones, Melinda Doolittle, Blake Lewis, who was he was an amazing beatboxer. And then Jordan Sparks won that year. That was that idiot Sanjaya, stupid hair, like a moron.
Okay, so that was State Fair.
Yes, that was the State Fair because of what we saw.
What season was David Cook?
David Cook had to have been maybe 7. Let me see.
So we go to the State Fair now for season 6. Melissa saw season 5 in Buffalo. I was not there. We go to the
Yes,
fair.
David Cook. Oh, God, that was that idiot, David Archuleta. I hated him, too.
We went to the... But we got to go in order here. We went to the fair.
Oh, look at that 6. Stupid face.
And stop Googling. And
Jason Castro.
We saw the season 6 people, which included Sanjaya Malakar. In my opinion... He, to me, was the most annoying contestant ever.
Ever. In the history of the show, Mary Roach should have ran into him somewhere because I would have liked to have seen that go down. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
The only little issue with Sanjaya is that his sister was always lurking. And you would see it actually on the show. And it, to me, it wasn't normal.
No.
Like, so Melissa spots his sister, and what was it, like the front row? She was down on the floor.
She was
she was on the floor. We were right there at either first or second row, and she was like behind the gate. So between the gate and the stage is where she was.
And it was like, I don't know. What did you think of that? It was very
creepy. It was just creepy. And she was a singer too. And it was like, she was a better singer than him, and he made it far too long. And then you start to question the validity of the show. And then you just frankly question humanity, because if this is the way people are thinking talent is, they might as well all live here in Central New York, because we know that here in Central New York, people don't really appreciate and understand true talent. Yeah. Sidebar.
Well, yeah. So that was season six. Now season seven. That is when David Cook won. There were
It was the two Davids, David Archuleta and David Cook, that were in the finale.
And there were people below them that were really great, and I can't think of who they were.
Hold on, I just had that up.
But we saw that concert at the War Memorial, and I'm gonna tell you about that in a minute.
So we had, let's see. So it was David Cook, David Archuleta. Oh my God, I can't put it. Was it Sasha Mercurio? She did a lot of Aretha. She was so beautiful. Oh, got Jason Castro, Brooke White.
Oh, Brooke White.
Yep. And she did, she came out with an album called Songs from the Attic, which I don't know how that was allowed, frankly.
Oh, you could do, there's a
Carly Smithson, Christy Lee Cook, Michael Johns, Romilly, that girl Romilly, Chiziki.
I liked that Brooke White because she was very Carly Simon-ish.
Yes, she was.
Carole King-ish, that whole.
Yep.
She brought that back in a classy way. And I was glad, you know, we went, the War Memorial booked American Idol for season seven. Same four people went, but now we're on the first tier. We're not on the floor because my crabby relative said, we need to be up in the, you know, the tier. So this way the signs won't be in the way. I'm thinking to myself, there's still going to be signs. And what if the person in front of you holds one up? You know, even though you're on a tier, I'm thinking, I don't care. So we get tickets on the first tier. They were pretty good seats.
They were good seats. Yeah, I agree.
Same thing happens. The lights go down. Number 10 comes on and the signs come up. Gee, idiot! I still can't see. Where's security? I said, please sit down. Can't go through this again. I can't. Melissa! Melissa, can you see? Melissa, can you see?
I don't want to get involved. I do not want to get involved in this family dispute. And I got roped right in again. No, do I say yes? Do I say no? I don't know what to do.
Yeah. But the show was good.
Yeah, they always put on a good show. It was always great to see kind of the songs that they did and how they tied it in together. And then when they performed all together, it was great.
And, you know, here's the thing, kind of in conclusion about that show. Not only, you know, a lot of people would be like, oh, American Idol, it's fake, it's this, it's that, it's whatever. Well, you know, they used to say that about a lot of things, mm-hmm. a lot of shows in the past. You know, oh, the monkeys, they hired them. Well, you know what? Look what happened.
Right.
Because they were freaking fantastic musicians.
Yep.
And a lot of fantastic musicians came out of this too. My point of view, and I believe Melissa agrees with this, if there's a show where people are singing and they're talented and whatever, I don't give a shit if it's a fix up or not. Oh, I said shit. Oh, what are you going to do? you know, personally, I'm going to get crucified for this. I liked Milli Vanilli. I don't care.
The problem, they had great, it was too bad that it was like two separate things.
Yeah.
They had great stage presence and they had a great interaction with their audience. And then the people that did the vocals had great vocals. It just sucked how that all kind of happened and came. I still Blame It on the Rain is on my In the Car playlist.
Right.
I mean.
And every one of their songs, I could stick Melissa right in there.
Oh, God.
Melissa, you know it's true. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
I mean, and let's face it, Blame It on the Rain. I mean, everybody blames you for everything, so.
Well, you know what? That's so true.
Melissa.
That's true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All their songs. It is my fault. Everyone. You know.
It's my fault and everything I do is intentional as well.
Well, yeah. But we don't have to talk about that. We could talk about. There was a cartoon that had number one hits. The Archies.
Yes. Yes.
Cartoon. Yep. Sugar, sugar. Huh? Okay. It was Ron Dante. Okay.
The Muppets. Yeah. I mean, the Fraggle Rock theme, the Foo Fighters covered it. The Foo Fighters covered the Fraggle Rock theme. How many people have done? I mean, yeah, right. I can't. I agree with you with the ignorance of those types of statements. And frankly, fake, not fake, whatever. It's television. Yes, whatever. Who cares if it makes you smile and it's something you enjoy and it brings people together with a positive conversation? Then isn't that what it's all about?
Right. And they put out albums that. I mean, Daughtry's album.
Oh, my God. I own every single one. Yep.
So good.
Yep.
And he came in, what, fifth? Who cares?
Fifth. Yeah, it didn't matter who won that show. And honestly, with the exception of Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson, the people that did not win did better.
Right. I mean, Kelly Clarkson, or not Kelly Clarkson, Kelly Pickler, she had her own TV show at one point with her husband.
Yep.
You know, she's had hit albums. She has concerts of her own that people go to. You know, it produced talented people, and that was just a great thing. I sort of feel bad that I don't watch it now.
I don't.
It's hard.
I think it would take away from what it was for us, and I think it's because it's such a different thing now.
It is.
I don't even watch The Voice anymore.
Right. I used to watch The Voice
for
a few seasons. You know, the panel of judges is a big deal too. They kind of determine things.
Yeah.
Like for me, like, I don't know, American Idol right now. I love Lionel Richie. The other two I'm a little iffy on with.
Yeah.
The way they, so.
The originals are still the best.
Yeah.
And, it was what it was, and people, I mean, it got people to talk. I say it all the time. It's the Madonna, Dennis Rodman, Lady Gaga thing. You do something controversial and you get people to talk about you. Simon Cowell was like a household name for years because people thought he was the biggest jerk on the planet.
Right.
But you know what? Marketing, you did what you had to do and look where you ended up.
Exactly.
So good old American Idol. And be careful if you notice older people at concerts, they might be calling security on you because you may have a sign.
Especially if they're with Melissa. And then you're going to hear, Melissa, can you see Melissa?
That was after I tried to, remember those banners I made for the Billy Joel shows that I never hung up?
Yes.
Yeah.
But nobody really embarrassed you there. Yeah. I mean, I was my hand was right on my head. I was like looking down to the ground like I was going to puke. Yeah.
Who's that?
Why? Just all I have to say is why. But it's our, you know what? It's a part of our past. It is so what is happening. When you guys listen. Well, if you re-listen, I know we do have listeners that listen twice. I do know that. But if you re-listen to this one, listen with what is happening in the back of your head, because there were probably about 20 what is happening moments that we spoke about.
Oh my God, at least.
Another fun podcast, Melissa, has come
to an end. Another one in the books.
So
we have
awesome.
More fun coming your way. We have, I mean, we have blindness. We have stale windmill cookies. We have,
yes,
we have a lot coming at you. We have, actually on the food realm, we have a story about a boy with the last name of Bacon. So we'll have that to discuss.
Yes, it's true. That's true.
Oh my gosh. We also have books and checks, weddings.
I believe we have, a dead animal.
We have a dead animal. Yep.
Yeah. That might be coming up soon. You never know. Special. So.
That's right. So you have to tune in every single week, every Wednesday, and make sure that when you're on your favorite podcast listening, whatever you call them, make sure you follow us. So that way, as soon as the podcast launches, because it will post before I'm able to get up and post it on Facebook. So if you have it ahead of time, then you'll be able to get right on and hear it before it even gets posted on Facebook. So we will be back next
week. We will be. I'm going to emphasize that word.
Okay,
we
good.
We'll be back.
Which is all I want to hear.